Welcome. Today, we're discussing some exciting news in the AI coding world. A game changer, really. It's about making AI coding environments, like Cursor and Windsurf, exponentially more powerful.
10 times smarter, you say? 10 times. Color me intrigued. What's the secret sauce?
It's called Claude Code. It just went public, and it integrates directly into AI coding editors. As someone who's been building applications for 2 decades, I can tell you, this is the best AI coding setup I've ever seen.
Okay, stop right there. Claude who? Claude what? Fill me in. I haven't heard of this.
Right, so Claude Code was already a powerhouse, but it was stuck in these clunky terminals, which scared a lot of people off. But everything changed this week. It now installs directly into editors like Cursor, Windsurf, even VS Code, in just a minute. And boom, you're using Opus 4, the leading AI coding model, for a fixed monthly cost that's way less than hiring a human developer.
Hold on. Opus 4? That's the one everyone's raving about, right? The one with the huge context window?
Exactly. And I've been using this setup for the past few days on my own apps, including MicroPulse, and it's mind-blowing. No more repeating yourself, no more context limits, and it even maintains its own to-do lists. It's like having a super efficient coding buddy.
A coding buddy that doesn't need pizza breaks. I'm listening.
So Claude Code comes from Anthropic. They recently announced Claude 4 with Opus and Sonnet. But the big news is Claude Code's public availability. The key is this new feature that lets it take over the AI functionality within Cursor and Windsurf.
Take over? Sounds intense. Is this safe?
Safe and efficient. It basically installs itself into the AI editor. I'll show you. But the best part? The max plans with Claude Code include coding, deep research, web search, and Opus 4, all for a fixed price starting at $100 a month.
$100 a month? That's a premium compared to some other AI coding tools.
True, but compare it to something like ChatGPT Pro, which is $20 a month and doesn't provide meaningful coding help. And it actually becomes an attractive proposition, especially considering the power and unlimited use of Opus 4.
Fair point. So, how does this whole setup actually work in practice?
Super simple. You grab a terminal command from the Claude website, paste it into your editor, and run it. It installs itself. You open a new terminal, type claw, and it connects to your IDE. Then, you just type /ID and select your editor. Done.
Wow, that's surprisingly straightforward. And then you can just start coding?
Yep, you'll see 2 chats, one for the editor and one for Claude Code. I've been using it to build a simple Next.js weather app that pulls geolocation and weather data. And the cool thing is, you can just talk to it, give it instructions conversationally. It's really intuitive.
So what's the catch? There has to be some downside, right?
Well, if you paste in long chunks of text, it compresses them. But it's actually a feature, not a bug. It simplifies the code for you. Also, Opus 4 can be expensive per query. But since I'm on the max plan, I basically get unlimited coding, even with Opus 4, so it offsets. Still, I'm getting charged every time I ask something 30 or 40 or 50 cents. So, it's really expensive to use.
Interesting. So it sounds like the Max plan is really designed for power users, people building complex applications.
Exactly. If you're just starting out or building simple landing pages, stick with the Pro plans for Cursor or Windsurf. But if you're building real, complex applications and want the most powerful tool available, Claude Code is the way to go. It's a whole different level.
So what about its memory? Does it forget things like other AI coding tools sometimes do?
Nope. That's one of the best parts. Claude Code uses the full available context, so no more repeating yourself every few messages. It remembers everything. And the to-do list feature is amazing. It breaks down your requests and tackles them systematically. And one more thing. About the usage limits on the Max plan, it's a rolling 5-hour window. So you get full Opus 4 access for 5 hours. Then it might switch to Sonnet 4, which is free. But after 5 hours, it resets, and you're back to full Opus 4 power.
Wow, that's a really clever system. So you basically get bursts of intense Opus 4 power throughout the day.
Precisely. All right, that's about it for Claude Code. It's a true game changer for serious developers. Now, if you want to see the full setup process, check out my next video.
Goodbye.